Ready to take the next step in your career? The Bryan School of Business and Economics at UNC Greensboro offers a range of affordable, fully online undergraduate programs designed to prepare you for in-demand business roles. With flexible courses, dedicated faculty, and a strong return on investment, it's a smart choice for your future. Develop the skills employers want and gain the confidence to stand out in today's competitive job market. Apply now to start in the fall. Visit bryan.uncg.edu.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being locked in, tuned in all over North America. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in New York with our producer, Ryan Botcher. You could be in Baltimore. You could be in, Bangor. You could be in Boston. You could be in Seattle, Boise. You could be in Florida, Honolulu, wherever you might be. Thank you for being here. Okay, I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy show. The New York Knicks introduced their head coach and Mike Brown, their next victim. Okay, we heard from Brett Yermark. He's the commissioner of the Big 12. He's like, listen, y'all ain't going to screw the Big 12 out of this expanded playoff that you're thinking about. We heard from him at Big 12 Media Day. Urban Meyer tells everybody that he was offered a GM job. I think he's just saying anything at this point. Who would want to give that guy a job? We talked about Kirk Cousins feeling misled when the Atlanta Falcons decided to draft Michael Penix Jr. We heard from Jared Goff, who says that he felt betrayed by the Los Angeles Rams. We had a great chat with Christian Winfield, who covered today's press conference with the New York Knicks, introducing Mike Brown. And we had a great chat with Gil Gross, who covers all things tennis, as he came on through to have a conversation with us about Wimbledon. A lot of great conversations, a lot of fun. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. A few other things that have taken place throughout the course of today. We learned that Anthony Davis has had to have a procedure on his eye for a detached retina that he had to deal with throughout the course of the season. He can't do anything. Like, Anthony Davis can't do a damn thing. The poor guy's probably laying on a table somewhere right now. He just can't catch a break. Poor guy. Hey, we learned that Nikola Jokic, he is delaying his contract extension until next year because he can make an additional almost $80 million. It seems like a stupid decision to do sign anything this year. Yeah, just wild stuff. Botcher, did I miss anything? No, right?
There's got to be something. Something will come up.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on a cover of 2K. Okay. And Spurs are trading for Kelly Olynyk. I don't know how many people that excites.
I'm very excited for that.
You're excited to see Kelly Olynyk on the Spurs?
Imagine a Kelly Olynyk, Luke Kornet front court. Come on.
What's exciting about that?
A lot of three-pointers. And the unconventional way that Luke Kornet plays defense.
Okay. All right. I think if you got Victor Wembanyama healthy, I don't know if you want to see that, both of those guys at the same time.
How about all three?
No. If all three are on the floor at the same time, what are they going to do, create a wall?
It works. Just put your hands up. Well, the combined wingspan's got to be close enough to a wall.
What does that work? That would work in high school against me and you.
That is true. Yeah, there's some teams that are pretty small in the NBA.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I don't know if I want to put Olynyk, Kornet, and Wembanyama on the court at the same time, but we'll see. We'll see. San Antonio Spurs certainly have a lot of talent on the team. Now, speaking of talent, I'm going to jump the gun a little bit. I kind of gave it a little bit of a tease yesterday. But we had a historical moment take place this day in sports history 15 years ago. If you need a reminder, I want to take you back to ESPN as a certain individual sat down with Jim Gray and told the world about his future. Listen to this.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yeah, and at that same time, LeBron James had jerseys that were being burned in Cleveland, Ohio. People calling him a turncoat. He took a massive you-know-what on the city. He's so disrespectful. And eventually he went back home and won a championship. We can all go home. And I mean, if you follow or read some of the tea leaves, there's a possibility that maybe as soon as next year that LeBron James will be back home. Maybe as soon as February. I don't know. I don't think he's going to bail on the Los Angeles Lakers in the middle of the season in like February, force his way out. But I do think he's going to complete this year with the Los Angeles Lakers. I wouldn't be surprised if he went back to Cleveland. We're going to find out sooner than later. But we saw the ramifications of the decision. Just being able to say, I'm going to go with Chris Bosh and we're going to go down to Miami to play with D-Wade. Of course, things didn't work out the first year. We saw Chris Bosh crying in the hallway. Shout out to Chris Bosh. Very nice guy, by the way. And then they ended up winning a championship, okay? Ended up getting another one. And so LeBron James, well, things didn't go the way that he would want them to go, as he pretty much opined that they would win not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. He ultimately left. He said, I'm out of here. So LeBron James made his decision 15 years ago this day. And we saw as a result what happened after that. We saw other guys going like, oh, my God, if I win, I gotta team up. OK, Boston Celtics had their crew. We saw what took place, obviously, with the Golden State Warriors. We saw some of the changes afterwards that were implemented in the NBA to try to stop a team being formed like the Golden State Warriors. And Draymond Green was sitting down with Baron Davis on his Draymond Green show. And he basically said the CBA that the Players Association agreed to with the NBA sucks. He said it's not fair. He said it screws guys in free agency from being able to move around because teams don't want to move into the second apron. They don't want to get taxed to high hell. The type of trades that they can make can be changed and switched. There are so many restrictions if you dare move into the tax or the second apron. And so Draymond Green said this idea is terrible, and he says it's hurting players. Listen to what Draymond had to say.
So for those that don't understand what the second apron is, as basic as I can put it for you, it is a hard cap. And when I said this before the deal was signed, that this is ridiculous and it's going to hurt players in the end, no one wanted to listen, and everybody wanted to act like the PA was making a great deal. The PA made a deal, as the PA has done for years now, and every year the pot gets bigger and the business gets better and the players get screwed more. That's just how this business works then.
Yeah, we see nowadays players are kind of, I don't want to say stuck. Are you really stuck signing a $287 million contract? I think not. But we don't have the movement in free agency. We just don't. You got to sign the contract, secure the money with your current team, and then you have to pull a James Harden. You got to whine. You got to cry. You got to say your teammates suck. You got to burn the building down. You have to do a Jimmy Butler. You got to tell everybody how much you need to find your joy. I'm not going to find my joy here in Miami. How many people have said that in their lives? They go down to Miami and they don't have their joy anymore. Yeah, free agency as it stands is done. Now, could Draymond Green lead the union? Come on now. What are we doing here? Like him with his temperament? Like he would be the president? I could not see Draymond Green being the president of the basketball, the Players Association. I don't see that. I don't negotiate with that guy. I may put James Dolan in a headlock. Wouldn't be the worst thing ever. Speaking of James Dolan, his new head coach was introduced today. And unfortunately, well, I say he's on his way to a punishment. Mike Brown basically said, laid out some of the expectations for the basketball team. Listen to this.
Well, you know, there's nobody has any bigger expectations, first of all, than I do. I mean, my expectations are high. But I mean, this is the Knicks. I talked about Madison Square Garden being iconic. I love and embrace the expectations that come along with it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I think the Knicks will be in the same damn spot they were last year. And they've added pieces. So good for them if they can make it to the finals. I'm not going to pick them to win. Let's see how the season rounds out. I think as it stands right now, they've done a better job. Well, they've improved the team. I'll say that. And it's not just because of the coach firing Tom Thibodeau and bringing in Mike Brown. It's because they're bringing in guys like Jordan Clarkson. If you missed our conversation with Christian Winfield from the New York Daily News, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app, and you can listen to that entire chat. Speaking about optimism, ironically, the Atlanta Hawks have emailed me because they email me just public things and private things and press release things. They are welcoming Alexander Walker, Porzingis, and Kennard to Atlanta. And then at the bottom, they want me to buy tickets. No thanks, don't need them. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Max is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Max, what's up?
What's up? I'm a first-time caller, JR.
Well, thank you so much for being here. What's on your mind?
I'm not sure if my brother is listening right now, but I'd like to give my brother Sam a shout-out. But, okay, so I got two questions for us. First one, so do you think the Cubs could possibly be World Series champions this year? You know, I think they have the third best record in the MLB. And in a seven-game series with the Dodgers, I mean, I think they could beat them. And then
I would – well, hold on. Let me get to one before the other one. I would say, yes, everybody stands a shot. Everybody has a chance. I don't know if the Cubs have enough pitching depth in the starting rotation to hang with the Dodgers now that it looks like a couple of their guys are getting healthy. But, yeah, I think when you get into the postseason, everybody has a shot.
Yeah, and I agree with the pitching as well. I think they need, like, one more – I think the bullpen really needs help, to be honest.
Well, it's also still early. We haven't even hit the trade deadline yet, so we have to see how teams decide to round out their rosters. I mean, with the playoffs the way that we currently have them, we have less teams that are incentivized to just, you know, just suck. And so we got more guys who stick around with their current team. So we'll see what happens. It's still early.
Right. Yeah. And, like, they're kind of, like, on a downward slope right now. I'm sure they'll pick it up here, like, pretty soon, you know, after the All-Star break. But, yeah, you know, hopefully they make it to the World Series and win. I'd like that. But you ready for the second question? This one's going to – you might think I'm psychotic for this one.
You think I'm going to think you're psychotic? I'm going to brace myself. Go ahead.
Okay, so, do you think Tom Brady is the best quarterback of all time?
You're asking me, do I think he is?
Yeah, that's like the first part of my question.
Yeah, I would say so. I would definitely say he's the most accomplished quarterback of all time. It gets kind of crazy when you got to start distinguishing and ripping apart errors. But I think for modern NFL football, the answer is yes.
Okay, and then my second thing is, this is going to probably sound insane, but I think he is by far not the best fundamental quarterback in NFL history.
What, like, the hell are your basic, what is your what are you utilizing to make that determination? You said he is not the most what? Fundamental?
He's not the best he doesn't have the best fundamentals as a quarterback in NFL history.
What to throw the football downfield? Are we saying?
What does he do very good? Like, he doesn't do anything very good.
When comebacks, win. Comebacks, win. Him.
I mean, he can't throw a deep ball as good as, like, Patrick Mahomes.
If you want to tell me, we can all go back to Tom Brady standing in his underwear at Michigan. If you want to tell me that looking at Tom Brady because he was too skinny and maybe he wasn't athletic enough, even though he played multiple sports, like if we can go through all of that. But the biggest stat I would ever look at is winning. And if you want to ask me about fundamentals, the most fundamental thing that Tom Brady ever did was A, win, and then also have a million comebacks where he's led the NFL in comebacks, including all other statistical categories when it comes to passing. And I think that's a testament to how great he was and then also his longevity. So if he doesn't have the biggest arm, if he's not Dan Marino with the arm, if he doesn't have the biggest head like Peyton Manning, then, I mean, we could just say that Tom Brady sucked. But the biggest thing that he did is win, and I think that's the biggest stat that matters the most.
Yeah, I'm not saying he sucks, but, like, I mean, I feel like, you know, over time we could all learn how to throw a football just as accurate as Tom Brady. Don't you think so?
No, Max. No.
No?
No. I think some things, especially when you think about people's physical capabilities, I think some of those things come from God and can't be replicated, okay? I don't know if I was 6'9", like LeBron James, I don't think that I'd be able to dunk like LeBron. A matter of fact, there are other guys in the NBA who might have the same height and weight as LeBron and cannot move like him. And so I think that kind of proves, I don't think I'd ever be able to throw a football like Tom Brady. You might as well tell me if I practice enough, I could shoot like Steph Curry. Do you think that's feasible?
That's a good comparison right there. You know what? You could probably get pretty darn close.
Okay. Well, Max, I appreciate your optimism. I think the answer is no on that. I appreciate. Are we ever going to have world peace, Max?
No.
Okay. Well, damn.
That's okay. Just an epiphany I had, and I just wanted to discuss it with someone,
right.
You know?
All right. Well, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
26.
Well, it's still time for you to get some practice in and let me know if you can become Tom Brady, okay?
That's what I'm saying. You know, give me a couple years. Get up there throwing that ball. Okay. Get my accuracy down. Get the deep ball down.
You're about 20 years out, so get to it, okay?
All right. I got you, buddy.
Thank you, Max. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for getting me on. Have
no
a good
problem.
One.
You too. If I ever practice enough, will I shoot like Steph Curry? No. I don't think I have the physical profile or the accuracy to do so. Like, there's certain things that are just God-given. You have it in your genes. I don't think it's a coincidence that he is the son of Dell, has watched this man shoot a basketball. He is an athlete. His genes come from him and his mother, who I believe also was an athlete. I don't think I'm going to shoot a bass. I can shoot a ball all day long. I'm not going to turn into Steph Curry. I'm not, okay? Maybe I could shoot free throws at the clip that he does, but I think a lot of people could do that at practice. But to start bombing, he's also strong as hell. There's just they're physical attributes that are God-given that you can develop. All right. I don't think Steph Curry, and I don't know if he can draw a stick painting or stick figure. He could draw the Mona Lisa. I have no idea. I don't think Steph Curry could sit down and practice that every day of his life and then all of a sudden become Picasso. Okay. Some people have gifts. We all have our own gifts. What I have is for me. What you have is for you. And that's what makes us different. Now, if you can practice your way into something, then God bless you. But I think some people have more innate abilities than others. And thank you for calling up and amusing me. That was very nice. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of unique abilities, when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about a guy who has a unique ability. He's one of the best. I can never be this guy. And he's telling everybody about how he's still one of the best. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. So much more to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, close your eyes. Exhale. Feel your body relax. and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. You guys, they're so fast. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Hi there. Did you find everything okay?
Yes, I did, because I found the exact same contacts as my eye doctor prescribes at 1-800-CONTACTS. Here, give me that. Attention shoppers, did you know 1-800-CONTACTS has 45 million contacts in stock?
Okay, we checked the brakes. Everything looks good.
You know, speaking of checking, did you know 1-800-CONTACTS triple checks every order? Yeah, they make sure you get exactly what you need when you need it.
1-800-CONTACTS. So good, so fast, so accurate. You'll want to tell everyone, too. Download the app or visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today and save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It was an amusing call. Thank you so much for calling. And well, Botcha, that guy was joking, right? He said, if I practice enough, I can be Tom Brady. He was joking, right? He wasn't
that
serious.
That was too well thought out to be a joke. So I think he was serious. I think that if he keeps throwing the football over and over and over again, he could be Tom Brady.
Is his body going to turn into Tom Brady's body?
Maybe. Your arm would get probably buff if you throw, I don't know, a million times.
I mean, not just your arm. You got to have the body chemistry. What's Tom Brady? 6'4", 6'5"?
Close to that.
Yeah, man. Come on. If you shoot the basketball enough, you going to shoot like Steph Curry?
Not like Curry, but you could probably be a really good shooter.
You could be good, but I didn't say good. There's a lot of people. I can play against people who are good shooters. If you practice enough, you going to be Steph Curry?
No, you can never be the best shooter in the world.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. I'm going to practice basketball enough. I'm going to watch Michael Jordan tapes. I'm not going to be Michael Jordan, okay? You got to have the physical attributes. You got to have hands the size of Michael Jordan. You have to have the athletic ability. I just so much. But I like the question. It was funny. Oh, thank you so much for calling. Speaking of physical ability, like, I can practice basketball every day for the rest of my life. I cannot be 7 feet tall and play like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant plays like I would play, except for he's a whole foot taller, more than that, than I am. And so Kevin Durant, he sat down with LeBron James and Steve Nash, ironically, who used to be his coach with the Brooklyn Nets. And Kevin Durant is the Mind the Game podcast with LeBron and Nash. And they had this whole conversation about the rash of Achilles injuries that have taken place. We just saw Tatum go down. Of course, Tyrese Halliburton goes down. Game 7 of the finals. We got Damian Lillard who went down. James Wiseman restarting his career. He went down early. DeJounte Murray went down. We've had more just Achilles tears and pops and explosions than it feels like any year in NBA history. And so everybody's trying to figure out what the case is. Is it wear and tear from youth level basketball? Nobody has the exact answer. But Kevin Durant, he tore his Achilles in 2019. He's 30 years old. He's probably had the best recovery of anybody who's ever torn their Achilles. He came back seemingly with no problem after having that whole entire season off that he signed with the Brooklyn Nets, at least the first one. And he says that even to this day, after tearing his Achilles, he still has to work to keep and build up more of the muscle mass. Listen to what Kevin Durant had to say.
I'm still doing some of this stuff that I was doing in that rehab. So it's going to be your game and your body is going to for sure change. I'm telling people with Dame, he shoot a lot of those deep threes. When you tear your Achilles, your calf muscle
atrophy
goes to nothing. Mm. You sit around for 3 months and you can't move your calf. It's because if you look at mine now, I wish I could show people, my right is smaller than my left.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just from not using it for those 4 or 5
months.
It's
completely shut down.
Completely shut down. Yeah. So that's most of the work.
Right.
Is getting that calf back to that. You got to get it bigger and stronger. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's going to be the adjustment for them. And those deep threes that both of those guys shoot. They shoot a lot of tough step back threes. Yeah. I think that's, and I was shooting those before you know, I got injured, and I fine-tuned my game to take some of that stuff out, the sidestep.
Yeah.
Just not because it's a bad shot. It's because I didn't truly have enough power in my right leg yet.
Wow. Now, that is all reasonable. I mean, Kevin Durant was, nobody ever looked at him as being Mr. Olympia anyway. I remember I had one of my uncles, he tore his Achilles on a basketball court. He is not an NBA player. And we used to make jokes about him when he finally came out the boot, because his leg had atrophied. It just it shrunk and just shriveled up. You don't use a muscle, you lose it. Just like everything else. That's why they tell people to keep their brains active. I wish more people use their brains. But anyway, it's just a little surprising to think about him tearing his Achilles in 2019. And in 2025, he says that it is still smaller than his other calf, which I guess shouldn't be shocking. But when you think about professional athletes and the work that they're able to put in, obviously he has usage in that leg. We see what Kevin Durant can do on a basketball court. We've seen what he's done since. It's still kind of crazy to say, wow, I can see maintenance, but to add strength or maybe add mass back to it, that I did not expect to hear from Kevin Durant. And so when you think about how these guys play and what comes next, Damian Lillard, I'm not going to be all that optimistic about him. He's a smaller guard. His game is more reliant on speed. You think about Tatum, he's 6'8". I think there's a better, and he's younger. I think there's a better chance that he can come back, especially somebody who's more of a multi-level scorer. I think it was a given that Damian Lillard, as he got older, it's no way in hell his game would be able to stay or be the same. So wishing all those guys nothing but the best in their recoveries. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Anthony is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and talk about the Achilles tears. I'm a basketball trainer myself out here in Buffalo, and I work with rehab groups. And one of the things that we've talked about, and I haven't really heard, is the technique that players train. If you look at the movements, like that Dame Lillard, Tatum, with those Achilles tears, like all those movements can be taught differently or in certain ways. And I'm not saying I'm an expert and I have the solution, but I think that the way that the players train those type of movements, I think needs to be talked about, because I think that can affect real change when you're talking about finding a solution for these issues.
Well, and that's the thing. Nobody has the exact answer. I'm going to take it back to Kobe Bryant. When Kobe popped his Achilles, we know one of his key moves was that one-legged turnaround fadeaway where you're not landing on 2 feet. Like, you're landing on one leg when you come down on that fadeaway. And so is it really a shock that after doing that for, I don't know, 20-something years, that Kobe's leg finally said, all right, enough? And in his situation is a little bit different when you think about some of the current and players who've been coming up through the system, how often guys play, how they train. It has to be a combination of all the factors. I don't think there's one. But what you said could definitely come down. How you train, how often you train. I think we have more athletes who specialize in one particular sport. So I think there are a lot of reasons, Anthony.
One more thing. Like, so if you watch all of those drops, the movements that they were making when they tore their Achilles.
They're pushing forward.
If you look at players like Luka, things that they do differently is they invert that foot outside, and it puts pressure on the hips and the glutes and takes it off of the knees and the ankles. Little details like that I'm sure that, you know, people way higher than me already know about. But just little ways like that I think you could really affect change. So thanks for taking my call, JR. I appreciate y'all. Hang up. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
You as well, Anthony. Thank you for calling from Buffalo. Ironically, he mentions Luka, and Lucas had a history of hamstring issues, leg issues, typically because of his fitness primarily. And he looks much smaller than what we've seen definitely from last season, from seasons past. So hopefully he's healthy for the Los Angeles Lakers. But, yeah, of course, if you move your body in certain ways, you are going to pay for it. And every part of your body is connected. We've already seen calf issues now turn into Achilles tears more often than not. I feel like we hear less about, there was a point in time in the NBA where everybody was having microfracture surgery. I don't hear about that no more. Okay, ACLs. ACLs seem safe to me. Now it's what's going on with that Achilles. So it's something has to give. Hopefully no more Achilles. Marco, no more Achilles tears, right? Are we done? For the time being, possibly.
Yeah, I think Marco was the second there. But Achilles, I think what he was doing it with, Anthony from Buffalo, the negative step, I think what he's trying to go for, how players step back and then go forward, they're like pushing too much pressure on their calf. That is what he was trying to say, I think, Anthony.
What, for their whole lives now? I mean, everybody's practicing step backs. Is that what it is? Well, James Harden should have tore his Achilles a long time ago.
That would be awesome. I don't know if that's the case, but that'd be awesome.
If James Harden, what did he do to you, Marco?
That'd be cool.
What be cool? Damn. Ouch. Anyway, Marco, did you get abducted? What happened? You okay?
There we go. There it is. Botch, I don't know. I was hearing stuff from like last week. It felt like, I don't know where the hell you guys were. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
There we are. Hi.
Hello. Oh, you weren't wishing injury on James.
No.
It sounded like you were like, yeah, I hope James Harden tears his Achilles.
No, because I'm answering a question it felt like from 3 weeks ago. You guys had moved on. I could hear Botch's voice, and I'm staring at him, and his mouth isn't moving. I'm like, wow, that's a problem. So I stopped talking because I figured, what the hell's going on?
Okay.
I was in a time warp. You guys put me in the Twilight Zone for some reason.
Well, at least you're here now. Now, we're just talking about Achilles tears. Just, I hope you don't tear yours, okay?
You know, see, you say that. What? Every time I walk, I feel like my calves are getting tight,
well,
and I'm starting to
stretch.
Now I'm afraid I'm going to pop an Achilles walking around, you know, in the street. All of a sudden, 5 o'clock in the morning, people are going to find me because I'm crawling around because I popped my Achilles on the corner. Not cool,
just,
man.
Just text me, and I'll help.
You going to come find me? All right.
I can identify help. I can do my best. Okay.
These are the things that keep me up at night, JR. This is what I'm concerned about.
Achilles, well, listen, I'm worried about my hips, okay?
Well, I feel like I can walk the streets and not pop a hip. I feel like if I pop an Achilles, I'm just going to be on the sidewalk.
Let me tell you. I forgot. I don't know. It was long enough. I slipped on some ice. And you know, you know what? This is age. I slipped in New Orleans, okay, on Bourbon Street a long, long time ago. You want to know where I fell, where I landed? My hip, right on the lip of the sidewalk. Like, why, God? I said, why, God, why me? I said, why? Why couldn't I fall on my ass, okay? Why did I have to have the point of my hip hit that hard-ass old 1700 ass sidewalk in Louisiana? That sidewalk been there for 300 years, made out of the strongest steel and wood or whatever the hell they make that stuff out of, that cobble stuff. Why me?
And you walked away from that?
I was hurting for a day, bruh.
I'd still be on that cobblestone. However many years ago later, I'd still be there. There's no way.
That's why I said that even just being older, if there's one thing I don't want to do in life again, ever, in any capacity, is fall, okay? I'm not falling. I used to dive on the floor on purpose playing sports. I'm going to dive for the loose ball. I'm going to dive for the catch. I'm not diving. I don't want to be on the floor. I don't want to be close. I want to walk on it. I don't even want to sit on the floor, okay?
Goals, dreams, aspirations. Yo, man, I just don't want to fall anymore.
I don't. I will get on the floor and I will stretch. Because I think if I stretch, that will help prevent future falls. But that's it.
You know, see, I got to get out of that. I'm stubborn. I go for these walks all the time. I can't get myself to stretch to walk. I can't mentally compute.
I'm that old
and busted that I got to stretch to walk. Like, listen. I don't know. I feel like, you know what? The hell with it. Something's going to pop, let it pop. I can't get myself there. Like, I can't be that busted that I can't walk without stretching. There's something wrong with that.
I'm just trying to stretch to stay alive. You move the wrong way, your whole back is gone. Like, I don't need that. That's just being alive, Marco. Just being alive.
Damn.
Yeah. Just like Kevin Durant. His Achilles is fine, though. He's all right. He's okay. Anyway, thank you, Marco, for clarifying you weren't wishing pain upon James Harden. Thank you. Good to know. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come back and close things out right now. Newsflash, Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, it's the end of the show. I am JR. You know what it means at the end of the show? That means we go through a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
July 8th, 2007, Roger Federer won his fifth straight Wimbledon championship. He beat Rafael Nadal. It was also his 11th Grand Slam overall. Listen to Roger Federer say, all my titles are important.
Well, each one is special, no doubt. To hold a trophy is always the best thing. And to play a champion like Rafael in the finals, of course, it means even more to me, equaling Bjorn as well. So it's...
They say, too, that great rivalries produce great tennis, and you really had to be at your best today.
No doubt, yeah. I mean, he's a fantastic player, and he's going to be around for so much longer, so I'm happy every one I get now before he takes them all. So he's improving so much. So congratulations, Rafael, for a second consecutive Wimbledon final. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, they beat each other up for years. Hey, July 8th, 2010, I told you about LeBron James making his decision. We heard the decision. Remember when he got up on that stage in Miami with Wade and Bosch? How many titles were y'all going to win?
But we also know you three kings came down here to win championships. Not one, championships.
Not two.
LeBron, tell us about that.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. Hey, and when I say that, I really believe it.
It didn't happen. And he left. Didn't happen. Hey, July 8th, 2014, I remember watching this. Germany, they beat the living hell out of Brazil 7-1. Yeah, that's, I was at a bar when that took place. That was in the World Cup. July 8th. What else do we have here? Well, this is a couple years ago. 2022. Shout outs to Simone Biles. At this point in time, she was 25 years old. And she became the youngest person to receive the Medal of Freedom. Listen to this.
Overcoming great odds, Simone Biles is the most decorated American gymnast in history. A former foster child who became a once-in-a-generation athlete, transforming her sport with artistry and degrees of difficulty that reimagine what is possible. With absolute courage and honesty, she expands the legacy of our greatest champions who challenge the powerful and speak up for justice and the wellness of body and mind. Leaning on faith in God and family, Simone Biles is an inspiring symbol of strength, grace, and pride in those three letters, USA.
And now she's 28 years old, and she won last year in Paris. And Bosh, she got to be done. She got to do it in L.A. again. She's going to be, how old is she going to be?
Do math. 30? Would that be right?
Bruh. What is the L.A.? Is it 28? Three more years?
Yeah, three more. Okay, so she'll be 31.
Bruh. Nah. No. No, she's done. She got to be done. No more in L.A., right? No.
Retirement tour.
Bruh. Olympics. At 31? That is, she is already Olympics ancient for a gymnast. She's like past Tom Brady and LeBron James. This is nuts.
She's the GOAT, though, so for gymnastics.
All right, okay. Listen. If she competes in L.A. and wins, I just wins gold, one gold. Like, what gymnast is running around? Listen, I'm not a... I watch the gymnastics like everybody else every 4 years. I can't remember anybody out here kicking ass in their 30s. Most of these ladies, they writing books and they're done. And like, I'm not doing this anymore. It's Simone Biles. Damn. Congratulations to her. I guess she's not fighting anybody on the internet right now. A conversation for a different day. Anyway, we've had a fun show. And thank you so much to our guest. Gil Gross came on through to talk some tennis with us. Can't wait to see what Ben Shelton does tomorrow. Thank you so much to Christian Winfield from the New York Daily News. He came on through and we had a great old chat about the Knicks. What's in store for them now that they have Mike Brown as their new head coach? We talked about the college football playoff. Tomorrow, we should be hearing from Deion Sanders. He's scheduled to speak at Big 12 Media Day. And so there's a lot that's going on. We'll be able to check in on some tennis and some football. Of course, tomorrow I'll bring you a new top six list. And then we'll see if there's any more movement in the NBA. I think at any minute, any second now, Bradley Beal is going to be bought out. It's been a few days so far. So we'll see where he ends up. Yeah, Clippers are likely to go ahead and sign Bradley Beal. We'll see. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN is the number. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We talked about the decision made by LeBron, and we'll have a top six for you tomorrow. Bacha, that's it. We got tennis tomorrow. I feel like the baseball players are getting ready to go on break. And that's where we have it.
Nothing else? There's got to be something. Something crazy is going to happen tomorrow.
I guess we're due. We learn. Hey, something. I guess this is normal. Anthony Davis, as we heard from Marco, needed a procedure for a detached retina. He can't catch a break. That poor guy. I actually feel bad for Anthony Davis. Like, there's always something wrong with him.
You can anything, any type of injury, you could look at like a chart of his body. He's been injured everywhere. Arms, legs, knees, eyes now.
He looks like a walking game of Operation. Listen, people, be safe. Don't get hurt. Don't be Anthony Davis, all right? I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ryan Botcher.